It's not my fault.
On the internet.
It's totally my fault. It's not my fault. Oh, man. I'm having a combination of random last-minute stuff and those days where you blink and 20 minutes have disappeared.
Yeah.
You know, those days, right? That's today. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't have time for this today. Okay.
So, of course, that's the day when it's all going to happen.
Oh, isn't that just the case? I don't know who's in chat. I say hellos.
Hello to Asa and Elisa and Liz and Jude.
Ooh, goodness gracious.
I'm getting a very slight echo of myself on your end.
That'll be because I have to turn the headset down, but I can't push the buttons on this wireless headset for the computer controls. I actually have to turn you down, manually view the computer, and hope it works.
Okay.
Because
that works.
Discord,
I didn't hear myself.
Discord won't. Well, you were loud, like you were vibrating pretty loud in my ears, but I was like, I tried to turn it down on the ear headphone, forgetting I can't do that. With this headphone and Discord, it won't let me. I have to actually turn down the volume on the actual computer. As far as Discord's concerned, the volume controls on this machine don't exist. Only on the computer. Okay, fine.
Of course.
Whatever Discord.
Also, hello to Karen and Nikki.
Whatever Discord. All right. There we go.
Chat's been talking about
Diana
weather.
Large. Weather's a thing. We talk about it all the time. It's rainy, it's sunny, it's not very warm yet, and I'll take it.
What is this curl doing?
I'll take it. I have no idea.
Guys, it's so humid here. My hair is curling into ringlets that it has never done before. This is fascinating. Like, I swear it's getting curlier as the day goes on.
I think it looks great. Take it.
I'm not mad about it. No. I just like, wow, I've never seen it do that.
That looks so good. My hair looks like I got out of the shower a few minutes ago. Oh, wait, I did.
It happens. Hey, listen.
I got the bonus content going out on Friday uploaded and to Diana. I got
nice.
The freezer defrosted. I got the kitchen cleaned. I got my cat off to my sister and brother-in-law. And that's a feat in and of itself because you have to stealth pack.
So
she doesn't know what's going on. And I fed myself. And I got some other work done. So, like, I got stuff done, but today's list is still 2 pages long, and it's already nude. Okay. It's going to be a day. traveling is
sorry.
So much work.
I'm rolling from this live into my regular game dev stream into dance class, for which I am DJing, but my DJ list has not been yet approved, so I might be making last-minute edits at some point in this process, and I don't know when.
Sweet. Well, in which case, let's do a podcast.
Go.
Oh, life. Guys, welcome to the Northern Knits podcast. We're two friends in fiber who knit, craft, crochet, and talk everything in between. My name is Jocelyn, and my co-host is
Diana.
It's episode 300 and something.
74.
I'm like, I didn't check.
I checked just a moment ago.
No.
Oops, that's loud. Bradley, let's not have that next to the microphone.
And this is our monthly live episode. Spoiler alert, we will also be live next week because I'm literally traveling during our record day.
I think we're doing Wednesday lives this month. I think that's what's happening.
It might end up because the week after Diana's traveling. So there could be a lot of lives this month just to accommodate life situations. However, that just means you guys get to enjoy us live a whole bunch. It means I don't edit. It means Diana has next to no show notes. It just takes a little bit of work off of our plates for us. So we appreciate that you guys enjoy a good live from time to time. It also means I have to literally watch what I say, because when we record, I don't filter myself as hard because I can just take out my swear words. Not an option this time. Okay. It's a thing. All right, let's do a thing. I'm drinking coffee today in a mason jar. I have some decaf coffee in a mason jar because I wanted a lot of coffee to get through my day. And when it gets lukewarm, I'll stick it in the fridge for an hour, and then I'll have cold coffee for the afternoon. I mean, it's decaf coffee, guys, so I'm going to sip on it all day.
I have a can of un-ginger ginger ale.
Un-ginger ginger ale?
Well, it's like that flavored fizzy water, and it's ginger ale flavor, but there's no sugar. Okay. It's just flavored fizzy water.
I got another, my Uncle R, technically he's not my uncle, he's my uncle's best friend, whatever. The man's known me since I was in diapers. He sent me an Instagram reel link. He's like, because you like trying those homemade ginger ales? Because I do like trying the homemade ginger ales, because I quite enjoy, like, I've made a couple hot versions where it's like, essentially a hot cup of tea with ginger and lemon and some honey and stuff in it. But I like the process of making the ginger syrup. But okay. I like ginger, so it's fine. He sent me a cold version that I haven't tried yet. So I'm going to give that one a try. And it uses sparkling water or club soda as the bubble factor. I was like, ooh, I shall try. I'm not a huge fan of the carbonated spring water. Like, I'm not... It's not my favorite. Like, give me sugar bubbles or give me, like, home fermented stuff. Like, the ferment-yourself stuff. But don't. Mm-hmm. But the sparkling water, I'm not that big of a fan of. So we will see how this one does. I'm gonna try it with the club soda. So we shall see. I have so much stuff I could talk about. I have things I shouldn't talk about, and it's a mess in here. Can you guys tell I'm getting ready to leave? Okay.
Well, it's, I don't know, how many projects do you have? I don't have much. I have two besides Craft Off. I have two in Craft Off.
Okay. In which case I
might
will
be the
you
show today.
First.
Do you have like seven?
Then, shusha. And then I've got ones I'm not even going to bother to go get.
That was one, not a judgment. That was more like, have two. Watch, you have like six times as many things as me.
Which is not unusual for me.
This is true.
All right, let's start with what I'm going to work on as my WIP Wednesday, as my thing to do today, because it is Wednesday. It is a WIP Wednesday. I'm going to work on my Scrappy V. So I finally... Body inches take a very long time, and I keep forgetting that. Because I do. What do I got going on here? I can pop this sleeve out. So I... As everybody knows, I'm making very slow progress on my V-neck sweater. I have technically color 3, or C, if you will, down the sleeve. I'm going to drop my project back here for a second. I decided to do the sleeves at the same time I was doing the body so that my sleeves could be the same width. Because it's always... Does it make sense that I don't care if my stripes... match, like, I don't care if the colors are like super color coordinated, but I care if the stripes on my arm are the same as the stripes at the same spot on my body. Does that make sense?
You want slightly more controlled chaos.
English. just like a hint of control. I would like us to pretend that there is some control going on, but when the stripes on the arms don't match the stripes on the body, it bothers me when I'm wearing it. I don't seem to care if other people are wearing it, but if I'm wearing it and the stripes don't match, I go,
yeah.
And it doesn't matter if the arm stripes match the arm stripes. It doesn't match the body stripes. Bothers me. Whatever. It just means that is a weird me thing. So I've got my first color, or color 1, is this red wing blackbird. Oh boy, guys, today's a good English day. I need to be careful because I need it for the hem at the bottom and I need it for the cuffs. So I'm not making full length sleeves. I could. I have 4 skeins of fingering weight yarn, which is how much yarn it takes to make a sweater at my size, or the size I make in the fingering weight base. But because I am matching stripes and varying it, and I technically want to wear this in like summer, fall, I'm only making elbow length sleeves. So I have a tape measure and my digital scale sitting on the coffee table right next to the dice I'm sorting. Don't ask how my day is going. And I'm going to measure from my armpit to my elbows to get my measurements so I can just work on the sleeves, I think, and get them done. because I have figured out my row gauge for this is every two decreases is about 2 inches. It's not exact, but it's pretty close. Again, I don't have to be perfect. It's just got to be close enough that at a distance, I can't tell the difference. And since I'm going blind, that distance, it's not hard to meet.
Fair enough.
And if I don't know the difference, I don't care. So I'm going to finish color two on my second sleeve, which is where I'm at, because I have done, or sorry, color C, because I've done that stripe on the body. And I'm going to ignore the body for a hot second. And I think I'm going to finish the two sleeves and work on getting the sleeve decreases done so that the sleeves are finished. So what I need to do is when I do color D, which is the last color before we're back at the Red Wing Blackbird, is I need to measure the ball before I do both sleeves and then after I've done both sleeves, so I know how many grams I need of the Red Blackbird for the cuff.
Okay.
Because that tells me how many stitches I'm going, so I can double that number if I have to, or triple that number if I have to tell me how many grams of the Red Wing I need for the hem at the body. And then I know how much I have left over to use to get down. So I'll know if I can do like another 1-inch stripe or if I have to not do another 1-inch stripe. Like I can figure that out once I've got a little bit. I can do the maths, guys, is what it is. I can do the maths here in a hot second. So I got to work on my second sleeve, which I've got tucked in here because I'm knitting on it, which means it's got to be inside out and backwards. But just look. It's the V-neck's not sitting properly because, well, I've got it kind of screwy, but it's going to be fitted because, again, I made a 48 inch for my 52 inch bust. So it's a fitted shirt. Unlike Diana and a lot of people on the planet, I'm not a massive fan of super oversized baggy.
But the oversized baggy looks so fitted. Good.
Not on my frame. So fitted looks better on my frame, and that's how I like it. So I'm making that. That's fine. Ta-da! I'm hoping. Like, if this works out as well as it's laying, like, on me and as well as it's looking, it's like the wood woes, I will be making a second and possibly third.
High praise. I like
it. If it fits like the wood woes and it's looking like the wood woes fit, then I've got a V-neck version of the wood woes fingering weight sweater, and I love my wood woes. I love the fit of my wood woes. I hated knitting the body of it, but that was 22 inches of stockinette in the round on fingering weight. Like, it took a while.
Yeah.
So, but I've got car tomorrow. So, like, I might work on sleeves tomorrow. I might work on the last of the body of the linen t-shirt tomorrow. Like, I've got things to work on.
You've got options.
Today, we're going to work on the second round of 7 I need to do. For the pattern, I'm going to work on my second decrease in this color C so that I can hopefully at the end of the podcast, go weigh some yarn and do some math. This lives and travels in my, is this not so cute?
Oh my God, I had this thing for so long.
I don't remember. I'm sure if there's like a tag somewhere that could tell me, not that I could read it, but it's a nice, it's got, what I like is that there's no zipper. Now, I mean, it's survived Phaedra for a couple of years, so it's dented. It doesn't close right anymore because, well, cat.
It happens.
And she's figured out she can stick her paw in here to open up the bag. So, like, this is a perma toy. Okay, but that's gonna be so cute, though. Oh, my God. She's just like, hang on, Mom. I'm gonna get in here for you. And then she sticks her head in to see what's inside.
It's that's super adorable. Cute.
I understand she's just damaging my bags while she does it. I don't care. I'm a cat mom. I don't care that much. So all of my other yarn lives in the bag, as you guys can see. It's all in there in Ziploc baggies. Because that's the classy way to track and record how you're using your yarn, right?
Yeah.
That's what all the professionals do. But that's my first thing. Oh my God, I'm going to be blowing my nose. I swear I took my allergy meds today.
I believe you.
I did. I really did. I also, like, had a chickpea scramble and roasted potatoes for breakfast.
Oh.
And a carrot ribbon salad.
To eat.
forget to eat.
I had a muffin.
Food is so good.
I was 100% going to make food, and then I got distracted doing something else, and I forgot to actually make food, so I've had a muffin and coffee today.
On my to-do list is make cookies and muffins for the road tomorrow. We'll see if I get that far.
Yeah.
It's confirmed my departure time. I know what I have to pack. I've talked to my mother like 3 times about stuff. I'm sure I'll end up calling and talking to her today while I'm doing stuff, because it works. And we're off and traveling. And then we'll be at my mom's tomorrow, which is great. But I also have to travel with like all the stuff to do a live with Louise on Friday, because I'm at my mom's. So there's a live on Friday. So I have to travel with my secret crafting stuff too. I'm like, oh man, there's so much to do before I leave. Okay, it's fine. My paints to paint my mom's dragons. Like, there's a to-do list. When I get there, there's always a to-do list. It's, I love the to-do list. It's fine. There's a new craft fiber store. It looks like it's a lot of yarn in Saskatoon. So like, it's the new store. I gotta try to go check that out.
Obviously. Report back.
Obviously. That is, I know, but mom's like, we need to find time for you to the new store. I'm like, with what money? Mom's like, we need to find time to take your dad to the new store. I'm like, oh, never mind. We're taking the bank of dad. I totally forgot that's an option. Oh, it'll be good, and it'll be good for Aaron to talk to the shop owner too, right? So like, see if there's another place that would like to do wholesale orders.
Yeah, exactly.
Good. So two birds, one stone. We'll get dad to drop us off at the mall right next to my mom's house. My mom and dad's house. I know I talk to my parents separately. Like, they're married, guys. They live together. I just talk about them as individuals. Get dad to drop us off at the mall, and then he can go away, and we can shop at the mall and accidentally go to Dollarama and accidentally buy Wetzel pretzels. Whoops.
Accidentally have an amazing mall shopping day.
Accidentally have an accidental mall shopping day. Like, there's a Rocky Mountain chocolate shop. Mom's favorite teriyaki chicken place is in the mall. Like, it could be a thing. We could be out for many hours. Whoopsies. We tend to fall down pretty hard. It's got the flip-flop shop in that mall. That's where I got those orthopedic, very expensive orthopedic flip-flops that help my ankles and feet. So I can still wear flip-flops, but not damage my ankles.
Always a good thing.
Always good. Guys, they were very expensive flip-flops. So, okay, I was looking at the Manitoba webpage for my like my winter mucklucks. And they have a ballet flat spring shoe.
Oh.
And I loved my winter mucklucks. Like, I didn't roll my ankles once. I didn't damage or jar my knee once. I didn't, like, none of the usual damage I incur wearing regular winter boots in the winter happened this winter. I didn't walk less. I didn't do fewer things. But I did less damage to my feet and my ankles, which is really what we're supposed to do. So I'm like, I really should probably get a pair of ballet flats from them too for the spring, summer season. Rather than going with shoes that will have the wrong type of soles for my feet these days. It's because I could feel the ground under the winter mucklucks, which is why I didn't fall and injure myself as much.
Yeah.
Since I obviously can't see the ground to know where the things are,
right? I think I want to get some of these things. They sound magical.
Well, I mean, you're literally in town next week.
This is true. This is true.
We could go do an afternoon at the Forks after our cast on party.
Indeed.
We could go get some bakery goods.
I think I like this plan.
Do a little shopping. I booked her for work. And then and then there's like, oh, I don't doubt it. I'm like, can I have this huge amount of time on Thursday? And then we could do like the cast on party Thursday, because the 20th is the solstice. And then we've got like 3 hours downtime before Mr. B would be done work, before your husband would be done work, and then the boys could come over and we could do dinner and board games at my place. And we, the four of us, never have the opportunity to get together. They're so busy when they're here. So I was like, wait a minute, is there a day? I'm claiming a day. It's been years. I have yet to claim a day where I know we will not be interrupted. I have claimed a day.
The day is claimed.
We're going to be podcasters, and we're going to be friends, and we're going to hang out. We're going to do both at the same time. And then it'll be like 8 hours, we'll be done. I'll be like, I love you, get out of my face. I can't anymore.
Also that.
I'll see you in like a year. Goodbye.
Fair. All right, catching up on chat for a second. Hello to Melanie and Karen.
Hello, hello.
Melanie was getting a haircut.
Do I
Karen
need four projects? I'm only gone for 5 days. Do I need four projects?
Yes. Karen forgot the live stream was today. That's okay. I almost did too.
Totally fair. I've been having, every time I turn around, I've lost a half hour. I don't know where the heck my day. I started at 6 this morning. I don't know what I've done today.
That's okay. Like, that was my entire May. Like, I turned around and lost a week. Like, I swear May was only 2 weeks long.
Oh, it felt like it was 2 weeks long. It wasn't. It was longer, but it felt like it was
I'm aware of that, but I swear it was only like two and a half weeks long.
So I take this baby.
Elisa was saying your mall sounds so much better than the one I'm close to.
I love where my parents tune. Like, so my dad, this is how my life has run up till we moved to Winnipeg 15 years ago. Dad moves to new city, family follows dad. Dad gets job in new city, family follows dad. That is how my family functions. My dad got a job in Saskatoon. My mom followed dad. My sister and me went, no. That's the first time. We were full grown adults when we moved to Winnipeg. We could have said no and stayed in Brandon, but we didn't want to. So we followed mom and dad. This time around, we said no. We both stayed here in Winnipeg. Dad and mom have lived in Saskatoon for well over 6 years now. I think. Yeah, well over 6 years now, I think.
I think they've been out there the entire time I've known you.
Yeah. Yeah, like, dad's been out there the whole time, because you and I have known each other for a little under a decade. So, mom followed. That's fine. That's normal. But somehow they managed to find this cute little cul-de-sac that's all trailer homes inside the center of a city, like, 5 minutes from one of the malls. And not location, one of those dead dying malls. Yeah, not one of the dead dying malls, but like one of those still thriving mall locations. And that's key, because there's a lot of strip malls and smaller malls that are dying. That would need like a big boost to get picked back up, but not the one my mom and dad live next to. So it's just, it's just so darn convenient. And it's nice because like there's a pharmacy, Shoppers Drug Mart right there. There's an Indigo Chapters right there. There's a Starbucks right there. My mom doesn't drink coffee. This is important. There's a Ricky's in that mall. There's a game store, like that GameStop store. So like when I'm visiting, when my niece is visiting, when my mom wants to go Christmas shopping, like she could, it's 5 minutes away by foot, on foot. And she's not far from her house. There's a Dollarama. That's a dangerous store. Cute little food court. It's got movie theaters in there. Like it's so cute. But yeah, no, it's a very good, it's very cute. And all the neighbors all know each other in the cul-de-sac. And they all just, it's just such a nice neighborhood. It's such a nice neighborhood. Like, the neighbors across the way from my parents are called the Double D's. They're two sisters, Debbie. They both have D names, hence Double D's. They know when I'm visiting because they know Aaron's car. And they will come over for coffee to visit because I'm in town.
That's adorable.
Oh, your daughter's here. I love the Double D's. They're nice. But yeah, no, I'm excited for the visit. And I adore Saskatoon. It's such a gorgeous little town. I say town, it's like a small city. Well laid out, wonderful. Oh, so good. So excited to go. I love visiting. Also, three yarn stores. How can you go wrong?
Totally.
What was I doing? I talked about a project. It's your turn. We got distracted by chat. Hi, guys. Karen, your yarn is lovely that you sent me. I'm going to show it off in acquisitions.
Okay, catching up on chat slightly more. Melanie has 3.5 centimeters left of eye cord, then start the other 16 centimeter eye cord for a baby hat.
Eye cord.
Coworker is going to become a grandma for the first time in October.
Oh, lovely.
Congratulations to her.
That's amazing. Good for her daughter or son. Whoever it is, that is her connection to the grandbaby.
Karen was saying, I love that ballet flats are coming back.
I'm so happy ballet flats are coming back.
I was not aware they had ever left, but hey.
They're comfortable. I want to see if the muckluck version doesn't look super weird. I mean, guys, I'm talking about, by, like, they're going to cost me like $80 Canadian after taxes. They're like $69, $79. They are not cheap shoes. They are, it's indigenous made, indigenous sold. It's ethical fair trade. It's ethical sort. Like, it's all the feel goods. It's all the feel goods. But if they've got the plastic sole and I can feel and protects my feet and I can not damage my ankles anymore, that'd be great. It's worth the cost. Mm-hmm. It's worth the cost. So I don't know. I don't know. Yes, we should go check it out while you're in town, because I think you would enjoy the store.
I wouldn't mind having a pair of, like, slippers or something, but these, like, winter boots also sound pretty great. I'm just like, I'm just very conscious that I am extremely white and I don't want to be.
No, it's one of those ones. It's not appropriation. Okay, so for me, it's not appropriation if you're doing it because it is a product that you enjoy, that you know where you've bought it from. And in your case, source it from the proper place. Like, don't buy the Walmart version.
Mm-hmm. Buy the indigenous-made version.
Yeah, buy the one that, you know, they buy their leather from people off the reserve, or they're getting their fur. Like, buy it that way, then to me it's not, because you are paying homage to the culture by purchasing it properly from that culture, and you're not wearing it to be cool or hip, or, you know, you're doing it because it's a product you like, and you're acknowledging where it comes from.
I'm not doing it for the trend, I'm doing it because it seems like a good thing to do.
Yeah, and then it's because you're not buying it to be disrespectful, you're respecting the people by buying it from them. Maybe the same, like, I have a scarf from India. It was purchased from a local made Indian dyer, and the girlfriend who bought it for me, her husband's Indian. She bought it local, she bought it from the person who dyed it, and she made sure she sourced it that way because she knows I feel strongly about it. I wear that scarf all over the flipping place because I love that scarf. It's beautiful, it's bold, it's a gorgeous print on it, which is all me.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I can do it because I bought it from someone from that culture who was making it to sell. So I was supporting a life. I mean, I wasn't, it was a gift, but you know what I mean? That's that sort of idea. I mean, like, don't buy the Manitoba Métis sash. You're not Métis. Like, don't do that. You want to own mukluks? Yeah, go for it. You want the bearded earrings? Absolutely. They are pretty. Please buy those. Even better, are you supporting an indigenous artist? When you buy an indigenous thing, done. So fine. So, and we're all okay with it. I think most of us are okay. Anyway. For the very least, I don't know anybody personally who gets grumpy about it. We're all kind of like, yeah, no. Please, please purchase things so we can buy stuff. Like houses.
All right, I suppose we should get back to knitting.
I guess we should. Aaron was asking me a question.
I'll talk briefly about this little sock toe that I have casted on. There we go. Come on. There. The little sock toe that I have casted on to go with the other sock that I finished last week. On last week's episode, I finished a sock. So on this week's episode, I've started the next sock. This sock came with me to Michigan, and it did not happen. I thought, you know, 5 hours in a car, I thought I would work on it. It was a party all the way there, and I slept all the way back.
poor Diana's sock. It went all the way to Michigan and didn't get worked on.
No, but the tin of stitch markers that I brought did get used. Because I brought the little light bulb pin stitch markers, and when you're competing in a dance competition, you have to pin a number to your back. And I forgot to grab safety pins from the little dish when they gave me my number. But they're safety pins, so done.
That'll work.
And I could even, like, put on black ones so that they matched my black shirt, and it was, like, it's good. So it's good that I brought it, but I didn't actually work on it until we started today. So I have a few rounds of a toe. We'll see if maybe I finish the toe by the time we're done here.
It's fine.
We shall see.
It's fine.
It's the Coffee in That Nebula sock set from Fireweed Fiber Co. With its pinks and purples and yellows. It's so pretty.
I love that set. Ugh.
Looking at how much of the contrast I have left, I probably could have done a full contrast cuff, but meh.
Meh.
It's fine. I ended up doing two rounds. near the top. I think it's cute
with just a little.
I think I did 8 and then 2 of the contrast and then 2 more and a cast off. Bind off, whatever.
Like, even if you hadn't done the full and you just striped it every 2 rounds and switched, that also would have looked okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that's where that's at. That's my first thing.
You ready for the big FO? Okay, well, it's off the hook. It counts.
This podcast is off the hook. Okay, sorry.
Off the hook.
Carry on.
I have a pillowcase.
Carry on. I have a pillowcase.
It's got an end. I've got a pillowcase with a border. Thanks to Patreon members for helping me figure that one out. I'm going to dump that down. I've got the second pillowcase done. With a border.
Nice, nice.
2 matching pillowcases to go with the finished blanket.
Oh my goodness. It's all done.
It's done.
It's all done.
We're sewn. We're a queen size blanket. We are sewn together. We've been on the bed as I worked on it because, oh my God, you try to convince Phaedra she shouldn't be lying on this while I'm trying to work on it. That wasn't going to fly. It's not going to fly. We're finished. We're bored.
Karen says off the hook is much better than off the rails. We're frequently off the rails too.
Some days. So we're in. We're sewn together. I've got some ends to trim. I've got a wash to do. I mean, I'm not going to wash it. I'm literally leaving tomorrow. I'm not washing it tonight, guys. I will wash it when I get home. I've got ends to trim, and I got one end to weave in on this. I've got one ends on each of the pillowcases. I might not get the pillowcases attached to their, like, I might not get the covers attached to the pillowcases before I leave. Whatever, it's fine. But this will get put on the bed. I will dramatically drape the pillowcases on top of the pillows they're going to be over top of, so I can take photos before. But this is my very first FO. So it's my first finish for the Get Her Done June Challenge for Fiber. It's the first FO of the month, and it is an FO for Stash Dash. That's right.
Nice.
This is a crocheted queen size bed blanket, which means I get to calculate the yardages that I used on this. That's fine. I can do that. And then I get to claim that yardage for Stash Dash. Ooh, but we're done. Nice. There's so much blanket going on here, guys. It's just more blanket, more blanket.
Blanket, more blanket, blanket, more blanket.
And more blanket. I'm still touching the floor.
So much blanket.
And more blanket. Blankets are huge projects.
It looks huge so good.
But I'm done.
And I can't wait to steal it off your bed and cocoon in it when I get there.
Absolutely. Please do. If you ever think for a hot second that an I-cord edge takes well, imagine 2 rounds around a blanket edge. It's a lot of blanket. I think I did half of an audiobook. So this was over 4 hours long. just to crochet a border. I'm gonna drop that on the ground. Oh no! Things went sideways.
Crash bang.
I'm fine. But that was the big thing I was working on this week, guys. I wanted to get that done.
Jude asks, is Stash Dash not working in meters this year?
They work in meters. I just do it in yards, and then at the end of Stash Dash, I translate to meters because Canadians are weird.
And we do both, depending on the thing.
It depends on the thing. It depends on what we were initially taught. Like, had I been taught meters when I started, I would probably function in meters. But the very first time I sat down and learned about it, I learned yardage. So yardage is what I function in. But I also I can cook in grams or in cups and ounce. Like, I can cook both ways. So it's like, temperature's always Celsius, but my height is in feet and inches. Like, ask any Canadian, we will tell you.
Unless you're old enough that it's in miles.
Yeah, like, it doesn't make sense.
The weather temperature is in Celsius, cooking temperature is in Fahrenheit.
Yes. And we just do the conversions in our, like, we just flip back and forth in our brains. It's just how it goes. So I can do the meterage. I just function in yardage. So I'll calculate yardage all summer, and then at the end, I will take the total yardage number and just convert to meters. Just to make my life easier. It's bizarre. I understand it's bizarre. That's how we work. It's just how we work. It's fine. I function in inches when I talk measurements. I measure patterns in centimeters. That doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. It's fine. You guys, it's fine. It works somehow. It's fun because people will be like, well, how tall are you? And I'll say, how tall I am in feet. And they're like, how tall are you? I'm like, I actually have to sit there and have Google convert because I can't remember. And it seems so weird to me, that number. It doesn't stick. I think I'm like 177 centimeters, 178 centimeters tall. Like, that seems weird, right?
Hang on.
Right?
6, 8, oh, no. 10, 12, 13, 16.
Dad is counting. 15, but if I tell people I'm 5 foot 10, almost 5 foot 11, to me that makes sense. Also measured in centimeters for things like Warhammer. Inches, depending on some board games. It's a hot mess. It's just a hot mess.
It is. There's a flow chart I've seen, and I never thought about it, but the flow chart's just insane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like when we try to explain it to me, we sound ludicrous.
But we sound absolutely it just works nuts. Fine.
But to each other, we sound perfectly No, stash dash is in meters. It's just I function in yardage and I'll convert later. That's how I function. That's why I could look at the wonderful baking recipe that Karen sent me, and she sent it to me in grams, and my brain went, oh yeah, I know what that is. But I also could have done it in cups. Because that's how it works. Because when I set the food instructions for my cat, sometimes
Imperial is hobbies, school is metric. Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Depending on how it works.
Hola, maybe it primed
me for history. Maybe it primed me for history, where it could be CE, could be BCE, could be AD, could be BC, could be.
Who even knows anymore?
Until some arbitrary rules were decided, everybody told time differently.
I'm fine. Everything's fine.
You good?
I need a stitch marker.
I did my huge FO. That was a lot of my week, guys.
Karen says, I'm incapable of mathing out Imperial to metric. Yeah, I mean, I don't think we actually do the conversion in our heads. We just we're measuring this thing, therefore we're using Imperial versus metric. But like the actual convert, like I don't know what 30 degrees Celsius is in Fahrenheit.
No freaking idea. I know I need to cook bread at 4 Fahrenheit, and I know that anything above 20 degrees Celsius is kind of warm for me. I could not do the conversions. I could not do the conversions. I just simply know that. It works,
so that we're converting, it's that we have different scales for different things. At least was saying isn't Warhammer made in the UK, and D&D is in feet. D&D is 5 foot squares, and then Warhammer is the UK.
Warhammer's UK. It's in metric, not imperial. But Dungeons and Dragons is imperial.
Huh. My little bits of Warhammer, I seem to recall, like, measuring in inches.
It's because most of us measure in inches.
Huh.
Yeah. But no, it's made in the UK. But yeah, we do our measurement, because we started off with measuring old Warhammer had measuring rulers with notches in it.
Mm-hmm.
And now the books will tell you the dimensions in inches for movement, inclusivity, shooting rules, the whole nine yards. We may have found a fantasy army. I seem to have done very well with two games with one of my friends, one of his fantasy army playlists. I can track the models and stuff. So we were looking at tabletops and stuff to figure out best contrasts for me on Sunday.
Nice.
But I may have found a fantasy army, which is good.
Excellent.
That tickles my fancy theme-wise and has models big enough I can see, so I don't need to actually get them. Because large models are expensive. And they cost many, many points.
Yeah.
Many, many points.
Whose turn is it to talk about a thing?
I literally just did an entire queen size blanket.
Okay, I guess it's my turn to talk about a thing. I don't know, we got all distracted. Okay, this was so close to an FO. I need like 10, 15 more minutes.
Oh no.
But I was plying.
Did you say I
should run later? I was plying my spinning project. And I'm so close. I'm so close. I have this little like egg of yarn left in one of the balls. I genuinely only need like 15 minutes. I'm so close.
All right. Well, in which case, I know what you should post on Friday. You should do a Finish Friday post.
Yeah. I'm very excited about it.
Well, yeah, because if you finish that today, give it a bath tomorrow, a bath and a whack, and leave it up to air dry. She'll be ready to show off tomorrow. Well, maybe Saturday, depending on how humid you are, still are.
Yeah, we're warm, but we're very humid. So I'm getting like a DK-ish yarn with all the plies together, and it's kind of gradienting the way I wanted, kind of.
This is like what your first go at making a gradient yarn?
Yeah. So like for a first attempt, it's not bad. I am not upset. Fine.
I think you're doing fine. I think it's a wonderful base to build from. And it looks good, which is the important part, if we're honest.
And it's very smooshy. It's very smoosh.
Smoosh? Very smoosh?
Oh, that actually feels so good. Oh, I'm very excited. It's very nice.
Do you remember what fiber braid was?
I believe it was a braid of, the colorway was Imaginary Friend, and it was Superwash Merino. I don't remember which dyer that was from.
Because you got more than one Imaginary Friend, didn't you?
Yeah, it was the year that was the theme. My other Imaginary Friend was from Cloud Nine, but I don't remember who did this one.
Maybe Aaron?
Mm-mm. This was before Aaron was doing fiber.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God, I don't know then.
I don't remember. That's okay.
The internet might correct us. They might remember.
Yeah, I don't remember who the dyer is. But, it's red and green and blue and a little bit of white. And it's... The gradient matches up in some places and not in others, so sometimes it's gradient and sometimes it's barber pole, and I'm not mad about it. I think overall it will gradient from a distance once it's knit or crocheted into a project.
That's fair. I'm going to say two. It doesn't mean anything to you, but it helps me.
No. Two. Okay.
Oh, I'm going to blow my nose. All right. You've got craft off left, right?
I have craft off left.
Okay. I have one thing and then we're good for craft off.
Okay.
Do I have more than one thing? Yes, I'm not getting up to go get it. I'll just talk about it next week.
That's fine.
We'll live. I need my stuff. Oh my god. It's because I've got bags of craft off potential here beside me. So much craft off stuff going on right now. Hey, you know what? Live there. I need. I worked a little bit, not as much as I needed to, on my spring equinox. Remember, I've been designing that cropped textured cardigan.
Mm-hmm.
So I've made a bit more progress on the back panel.
I need to get a move on mine.
The bright news is the worst. The hardest part of the design work is done. The swatching, the math, figuring out exactly how I want to do it, how I want to know assembly. Like, the hard choices have been made. Now it's just make the thing. Mm-hmm. So at least this is the easy part of the whole process in my mind. So I have a bazillion stitch markers because I don't want to count my stripes every time. I would go bonkers. So, but you can tell if I squish it up. Because I'm working on this on flat needles. If I squishes it up, I don't know how well the camera will pick up the texture.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But it's got honeycomb slip stitch and stockinette stripes. Nice and subtle. Nice and subtle.
Very subtle, but I like it.
Kind of classy, but still a little fun. I can't see a darn thing with this honeycomb slit stitch. I never can, but I can feel it, and it feels lovely. It's why it's texture, because I can feel the texture.
That's lovely.
And I like it. So I got to do this. I got to do the back panel. It's not too bad. I got to at least double the length, right? Like, so this is my back neckline. I have to be below my girls. So I got a ways to go still. But we have made some progress. The thing is, this is the commitment because it's a 4-row repeat. So when I sit down, I'm committed to the 4 rows. Because again, I can't see the texture. So I always have to be at row 1 when I pick up. Because I'll never be able to tell. So slow and steady wins the race. And this is the biggest part, is this back panel. The 2 front panels obviously aren't as wide. And sleeves aren't as long. Mm-hmm. So, well, no, in this case, the sleeves might just be about as long because they'll be elbow length. For me, slow and steady, we get there. I wanted the back panel done before I got into June. I am a bit behind schedule. I'm a bit behind schedule. So I don't think I'll have this finished for the equinox, but I'm hoping to have the back panel and front panels done by the equinox, like by the time we go to the summer solstice. So then I'm just doing the sleeves and attaching everything. Well, and neck band, but you know what I mean. Finishing details. I'm using some Barocco DK Vintage in a teal colorway. So it's a nice, deep, rich teal. I only have 3 skeins, so it has to be cropped. It has to have short sleeves. There is a limited amount of yarn going on for this.
It just means the knitting has to go faster.
Knitting's got to go faster. The goal is to have the stripes facing the same direction down the sleeve. So it is a different type of sleeve construction than what people are used to. So bear with me, we're learning as we go, and I'm getting there, but I'm not the fastest with textured knitting. I need to be very careful what I'm doing, because I can't, unlike color work, I can't see what I'm doing. And I can't necessarily feel what I'm doing like I can with work. So it is an interesting combo. But there, I did do some work on my spring equinox craft with us project this week.
Nice.
Just not as much as I should have. Whatever, it's fine. It's fine.
It's fine. I haven't touched mine at all, so do not worry.
All right. Shall we do craft off if that's all you've got left?
I suppose we should.
How's Chad doing?
Elise was saying, I love the color of yours, and the Google search of mucklucks was so worth it.
Oh, yeah. They're beautiful shoes. House. Just know where you're sourcing it from, really. Be the same, like, if I buy an Estonian lace shawl, I'd like to think, like, I would only buy from my grandmom who learned from her grandmom who learned from her grandmom. Like, that sort of idea. Like, if I was to purchase one, like, it would be as close to the source as I could get and as ethically as I could get, just so that I know I'm doing it responsibly.
That makes sense.
Will I sew my own ancient Greek caftan? Yeah, I'm not gonna, like, when am I gonna run across an ancient Greek? There are some limitations to the rule. Just do
for
it as
cultures that are still, you know, actively alive
around.
And living.
Yeah. Yeah, like, do it respectfully and it's fine. Just don't do it flippantly. Or don't do it and not acknowledge where it should come. If that makes sense. That's it. That's just respect. But I mean, it's the same if you're doing things of a historical respecting where that information and that comes from. That's fine. It was one of those ones where I was talking with a mysterious he's like, well, I wouldn't want to be weird with my hair. Everybody braided their hair. Every culture everywhere on the planet has hair braided.
Yeah.
At some point in every culture's history, there is the braiding of hair. Just braid your hair. It's fine. This is not, no. Absolutely not. Now, if you braid it and put in ceremonial feathers and beadwork and stuff, okay, now we're crossing a line. But if you're braiding,
it's fine. There's
particular,
like, styles of braiding that are, like,
just don't misappropriate ceremonial stuff, and it's fine.
You just want to put your hair in a couple of like pigtail braids. Every culture in the world figured that one out. It's fine.
We all got there. We all figured out how to put pins, ribbons, beads, feathers. Like, we all did it at some point. We all also at some point covered our hair. It's fine. It's fine. It's like saying the bun is culture. No, we all did buns. We all did buns. We've all done hairpins. We've done it all. It's fine. We've all done short. We've all done long. We've all done.
There's something we all figured out. We've all had our
version of some version of wax pomade hair dye. We all did it. We've all done it. It's fine. Just don't get super culturally specific if it's not yours and you don't have permission.
That seems fair. Shall we talk craft off?
Let's, because we had some voting posts. I didn't vote. Yeah. Oh, man.
So my vote. We have to talk last month's craft off. What was yours?
Yeah, how'd your craft off? I had the purple sweater.
The purple sweater, yes. Purple sweater. And I had the purple fluff on the drop spindle. The purple
fluff. Yeah. We both had purple last month. Hot dang.
Yeah. Lisa was saying when we had head covering most of the time, didn't we also not wash our hair as much? Yes, and that's why we covered it, because that helped keep it clean.
Yes.
Well, we weren't like shampooing every single day like we do in modern society. Nobody shampooed
every single day because shampoo didn't exist. But
yeah, we weren't doing that every single day. But like, yes, we washed, but we weren't like
fully cleansing
our hair every single day.
Well, yeah, but you're not supposed to, and we know that now.
We got kind of dumb us.
About it for a while. No. It's one of those big misconceptions. In past, they were no more or less dirty than you.
They just had different ways of getting clean.
And they used words differently. So, like, we say, well, they didn't wash every day. Well, they didn't bathe every day. Well, yeah, technically, you also don't bathe every day. So, be careful of your words. You shower. They washed with cloths and rags and water out of a bucket because they didn't have showers. They did wash. But also, you will rewear your blue jeans next to your skin, which would be the height of filth in the 17th and 18th century. You wore linen next to your skin and you only ever wore that once and it went away and a new every day. Every day, even if you were poor, you had multiple shifts and chemises next to your skin, and you did not put your woolens next to your skin. If you wore something multiple times, there was a layer between you and it, because you were dirty, and they knew that. The things that went next to you got washed between every wearing.
Yep.
Yeah. I'm sorry. It's a soapbox. When people say history was dirty, it's like when you say the medieval people only wore brown, I get angry. True.
No, not
and
true.
I want to find the television executives that did that decision and throttle them.
How many shifts would a person have?
You would easily own 8 to 9 shifts at any given time, because you'd have one or two out for mending, you'd have a week's worth, and you'd have the one you'd wear on wash day. Everybody.
That makes sense.
Because it was
a week's worth
of
underwear plus a couple extras?
Yeah. We all had chemises. We all had the same kind of undershirt. It was a unisex undershirt. And then when you got up in the higher echelons, you got male, female gendered undershirts. But like, underwear was underwear. Just sometimes. But you didn't put wools next to your skin. You had a layer between you and your wool. And you aired your wools, like you would hang them up to air them out. Mm-hmm. Yeah, which was what we do now, is what we do now with wool, because that's how you care for it. When they packed things away, they went in with linen stay or like lavender sachets and cedars. And like, we did all the stuff we do now to care for our wool. They same processes, same processes. But linen, yeah, you hot washed that thing. You soaked it, you cleaned it, you chemically treated it, and you laid it out in the sun to dry. Which
UV sterilization.
UV sterilization. They were like, they didn't know what germs were, but they were dirty.
You can feel dirty and you'd like to feel clean.
Yeah. Like, we all like to feel clean. Would you wash your hair every day in December? No, you didn't have central heating. That was just a dumb idea. But you did wash your hair. They also took better care of their hair. They brushed, they combed, they used their version of dry shampoo, arrowroot powder, which is pretty much what dry shampoo is. So, like, they took care of themselves. They just
didn't have showers. I'm aware of all of these things.
I know, because I rant at you enough about this stuff that it just...
Well, and we watch a lot of the same videos, I think.
Yeah, oh yeah. Just, I love that people are putting it into video format and fighting back against these misconceptions now. It just brings me so much joy.
And the washing your hair once a week thing totally works if you take care of it every day. You can totally get away with washing it once a week.
And a lot of hair people can. I can't. I've got a weird scalp. It's fine. I acknowledge it's a weird scalp. I'd have to use a lot of dry shampoo and stuff because I have a very greasy scalp. But I don't. I just wash my hair more often. I can. I have that luxury. It's fine.
Anyway, shall we talk craft off now that we've been derailed?
So many soapboxes, so little time. Okay.
Put your soapbox away, pull out your craft off.
Yeah, blow my nose. My craft off is sitting on my lap. I'm ready to go.
Okay.
You should go first.
I should go first. Okay, mm-hmm. So you know how I was going for a finish?
Mm-hmm. You were going to do it because it wasn't that much and you totally had time and you weren't going to procrastinate this time.
Yeah, well, I totally did, and it's not done. In fact, I barely touched it, so it's largely at the same place that it was before.
God.
Very disappointing, I know. I'm so sorry. I know. It's been sitting here judging me for the past week. I'm like, I even got, like, a bonus week, because we're doing a live, like, days later, and I'm like, it just didn't happen. May completely ran away from me. It was just, like, way over there, and I'm like, oh, well, that happened.
That happened. All right.
I'm very disappointing.
I'll show you up. I'm done. Extra length added. Off the needles. Just gotta weave in the ends and wash and block. Did I wash and block it? No. I bound off and put it on my person. I've been wearing it for 2 weeks.
It looks great.
I started with Diana last week. I'm done. She's like, excuse me, what now? I'm like, it's on me right now. We were doing a gaming video. I was like, I'm wearing it right now. I'm just chilling around the house with my DK weight sweater. It was a little chilly. It was like 16 degrees outside. Perfect for a tunicky loose weave. I'm gonna have to make another. This is just when you come here, I'm gonna make you put it on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's I'm that level. Intrigued. You can't take it. But you can put this one on.
I'm not going to take it. I have so many sweaters. I am out of sweater spit. Like, I'm going to have to get another shelf for more sweaters.
But I finished it. It's done. It's got ends to be woven in, but it hasn't left the house, and it won't for a little bit yet.
Close enough.
We're finished. But yeah, I got an FO. Look at me with the FOs. Technically finished just after... Stash dash, so I can't count it, but that's okay. That's fine. I'll live. I've got a whole blanket to count. Woohoo!
Woo!
Oh, it's a lot of stitches. That blanket took so long. I gotta get the blankets done, so I gotta pick up another blanket to get working on when I get back.
Did I not put this on Do Not Disturb? Shush. Okay. So.
I can't because I'm leaving tomorrow. So texts are coming and going about food for breakfast and stuff. Oh. I'm in demand.
Okay, so for craft off this month,
going on.
You had Fiddly Bits and Field Sweater.
I did a reel.
So your votes are universally for the Field Sweater.
Wow. No ifs, no ands, no buts.
No ifs, ands, or buts. You're doing a Field Sweater.
Check. Field Sweater it is. I'll just talk about
mine was
sweater.
Extremely close, but by like one or two votes, I'm doing a cabled sweater vest.
Oh, good. I was going to vote that way. Perfect.
So I'm going for the front panel on the sweater vest. I don't pretend like I'm going to also sew it together and finish the edging.
Just the front panel part.
Just finish the front panel.
I am making the field sweater out of some wonderful non-superwash from Erin of Fireweed Fiber Co. This is actually going to be a sample for her. She asked if I might have time to do a ball. I said, depends on whose size. She said hers. I said, yes, because she is smaller than me. And she's a regular human person sized height. It's not that I'm not a regular human sized person sized height. I just happen to be boy sized height, which is everybody complains about how big boy sweaters have to be. You have to make a boy sweater for me to fit me. So I get to complain, taller. Right? That's the rule. I'm taller than your husband.
Yeah. I guess you are.
I'm taller than his brother, who I dated. Huh. I am the tallest of the four of us.
I don't really notice these things.
I do, because like, I'm aware you're taller than me,
but like, it doesn't register by like how much.
I can see the top of their heads, which means I am their height plus a scant. You just have to be an inch taller than a person to see the top of their heads. But I think, like, sometimes I think you forget how much height differential there's between you and me, because most of the time we see each other, we're sitting, or when we're visiting, we're sitting, like, really standing side
yeah,
by.
Yeah, no, I really don't
standing
think about
side
it.
By side.
I genuinely did not think about people's heights at all whatsoever until I started dancing all the time, and I realized that it's a lot easier for me to lead when my follow's shorter than me, and then I realized women are shorter than me.
Yes.
I never noticed in 30 whatever years of life. I never clued in. Did not notice people's heights until like within the last year.
It's fine. My height's my height, but it doesn't mean I'm in boy sweater territory, which means I get to complain about how much knitting I have to do to make a sweater for myself. Because we complain about making men's sweaters all the time. Because it's so many. Same with like socks. Like, I'm a man's 8-9 size foot, because I'm like a lady's 10-11. I'm a decent size, which makes sense, guys. I'm nearly 6 feet tall. I should have feet that match that size range. But I think, who was it from the Codependent Knitters that I met last year at the Fiber Festival? Anyway, did somebody wonder, I think maybe I met Dawn? Oh man, now I don't remember. It's going to bug me.
It smells shitty.
She's like, oh my God, you are as tall as you say. Look, I'm not lying. I am as tall as they say I am. I swear, people. I swear. But Aaron is a delightfully normal-sized human. Normal-sized female. She fits within the average range just okay. She's good. And, you know, she doesn't have very long arms, which, because they would look funny on her, because it wouldn't fit her frame at all. So I said, yeah. So I've got the collar done. So, like, the hardest part of the cast-on, which is the ribbing, is done. So I want to be, at the end of the month, split for the sleeves. I want to be done the texture yoke. And on to body knitting. Does that make sense? Because then I can spend July doing the body knitting, and then August I can do the sleeves, and then she has it for the 1st of September because she wanted it for the Manitoba Fiber Festival. Mm. So they're not strictly speaking like super tight deadline knitting for me.
Yeah.
And that's the schedule we agreed to. So the swatching is done. The ribbing, which is always the start ribbing, is always the hardest part for me, is done. So now I can work on, and I mean, I'm not taking it with me this week. I'm just not, guys. Like, I'm not working on a textured yoke while traveling. So no. It's like, I'm not doing the textured cardigan while traveling. I'll be taking different patterns with me. So that's fine. That's why I'm eyeballing that yarn. We're working on a project review. Cause like, I'm not taking the choose your own adventure sweater with me. Cause that is also design work and textures and stuff. So like, I'm not taking that one traveling, but the project I picked for the next yarn review is stockinette in the round. Cause I'm cheating and I just cast it on the stitches for both panels. I was like, I'll split front and back when I get to the sleeves. Fine.
This is saying to me, since you are mom size, you are normal sized.
Yeah. Yeah. Aaron's the same size as my mom. That's normal sized. In my ring.
And my dad and I wear the same size shoe, but he's 3 to 4 inches taller than me, but my hands are tiny. Yeah, tiny hand club.
My dad is taller than me, but he's got a shorter torso than me.
And Liz just says, I be short.
There's nothing wrong with it. It just means you get the other side of the scale problem. Like, things are never long enough for me. So like, they're both irritants. They're just irritants in different directions, right? You probably always have to shorten sleeves. I always have to lengthen sleeves. It's just how it works.
Lisa says, I see myself as short at 5'7" since bro is over 6 feet, dad and mom are 5'10".
Yes. But you're not. 5'7" is tall for a woman.
A little bit, yeah.
Yep, you're towards the upper end of the scale range. Yeah.
Yep.
My great aunt, my mom's mom's sister, isn't even 5 feet tall. She's 4'8". We can buy her shoes out of the kids section.
She's so tiny. So cute.
So like people come in a variety of ranges. I just happen to be on the nearly foot end of the range. But again, unless I'm standing right next to her husband, he's almost 6 feet tall. I'm almost 6 feet tall. I think there might be an inch difference between the two of us. Same with his brother, the guy I dated. And that really comes to, like, and honestly, like, if he's wearing winter boots, he's a bit taller than I am because my winter boots now have me flat on the floor. And his winter boots have got the thick soles on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which makes him a bit taller. So we're so close, the variations fluctuate a lot. But yeah, I technically can see the top of your husband's head. So, like, I'm in just above his height range, but, like, just.
That makes sense. Melanie got the baby hat done, ends woven in and everything.
Oh, good. Beautiful. I have done one round on the sleeve. That's why the number two was reversed.
So I'll talk briefly what about my craft off for the month.
Yes.
This is the back panel for the cabled vest from the podcast-iversary last year.
Years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. So the back panel got done, and that was it. So I'm going to do the front panel, which is where all the cables are, because the back panel was just straight knitting, and I can't believe it took me like 3 months to do a straight stuck ahead back panel. Now that I've done an oversized sweater in 6 weeks, how did this take me 3 months?
You procrastinated, and you put it down, and didn't work on things.
I did. Anyway, I've been very interested in picking up the front panel of this for at least 2 months now, so I'm very excited to get into it.
Lovely.
Just simple 3x3 cables all the way up. I'm very excited. Little V-neck is going to be great.
How much did you get that front panel done?
Worsted weight yarn from... Oh, here, I have a ball band. It is worsted 2-ply 100% wool from Twin Oaks Farm.
Isn't that local farm near you?
It is a local farm near me. I don't know exactly where they are, but they're somewhere within an hour's drive.
Cook it. That works. Yeah, because you got that white yarn from them too, didn't you?
No, that's a different farm.
That's a different farm? Okay.
Different farm.
One of them turned into a
muscle. It smells so sheepy, and I love it. I know some people don't like sheepy smell. Lots of people probably don't like sheepy smell. I like the sheepy smell. I don't like wet sheepy smell, but like.
No, but not yarn, wet sheep.
Yarn smell? Yarn smell is good. I like yarn smell.
Yarn smell is good. Yarn smell is good.
Wool fumes.
I agree.
I am vaguely concerned that, like, so I'm like rubbing it on my collarbone and it doesn't bother me to wear, but I suspect that my skin will at some point be like, rah! And just like react. Cause like, I brought my octopus sweater over the weekend and I wore it a bunch. And 99% of the time, no issue. But for whatever reason, one night, just my entire neck was just like, you're gonna have a rash now.
Okay, so you think it was the sweater. Still getting used to it. Yeah.
Yeah. But like 99% of the time I'm fine. Just occasionally a superwash sweater will react. And it looks horrible, but it doesn't feel like anything.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
When are you wearing the vest next to your skin?
Well, just like if like the little bit of a collar was like, because if the collar's higher than the collar on my shirt. If I was wearing it with, like, a t-shirt or something, which I probably wouldn't be, but I don't know.
Because that would look weird, wouldn't it?
It would, now that I'm thinking about it. Because,
like, you say vest, I think collared shirt, because vests with collared shirts look weird, right? Like, is that just me?
I'm actually not sure what I would wear this vest with, but you're probably right. It's probably with a collared shirt, so it's probably nothing to worry about anyway.
Because, like, open vests, okay, yeah. But like that clothes pullover vest situation. Yeah, like pullover
sweater vest. It's not going to be an issue, is it?
I only see it with collared shirts. I'm sure people wear it without collared shirts, but my brain goes collared shirt.
You're right.
Because I first jumped to that dress t-shirt collar shirt that you have. Where it's like got that A-line frame out that you bought from Lenard Taylor. I was like, oh, I was just going to wear it with a straight up. Over top of that.
I was just thinking like my white collared shirt.
Yeah. Like just wear boring white dress shirt. Ones. It'll be fine. Yeah, I'm like, why would that be next year? Okay.
Good point.
Maybe she's bold. Maybe she just wants to wear her vest over her bra. I don't know.
I should ask. For a photo shoot, I might, but not as an all day thing.
Yeah, like, that'd be weird. Oh, and right?
This is all living in my pink Triceratops bag from Ginger Snap.
Yeah. Oh, such a cute bag.
I get to look at that all month, and I'm very excited about it. Yes, where I squealed and dashed in front of you where there's a danger zone.
You could have tripped over my cane. Like, you could
have. I could have. I was too distracted. It was. I was in love. It was love at first sight.
Very, very lucky my reaction speed is that fast based off sound.
Yes. I'm aware that it is a dangerous thing that I did and that I should not do that.
Half a second before, and my cane sorry. Was out the 3 feet in front of me, and she went, woo, and I pulled my cane in. I just went, what? And whoosh. Oh, God, you're lucky I'm fast, girl.
I am aware I did a dangerous thing, and I am sorry about it. Oh, I just did all sense of safety gone. There were dinosaurs, okay?
Totally had to happen. Oh. All right. Well, my nose is doing pretty well this episode. Go me. While I talk about the surprise yarn mail that arrived today or this week.
Oh, yes.
Chat, I need a word for Diana for her unscripted Patreon ad.
Yes. Give me a word for the unscripted Patreon ad.
We thought it was lost to the ether. We thought it was never going to show up. The yarn exchange. I did a double yarn exchange. So Patreon, randomly, I just go, let's do a yarn exchange. And I start the thread up. And people who want to sign up can sign up and we trade yarn. I had been partnered up and Karen didn't have a partner. So I also partnered with Karen. So I got yarn from Norway and yarn from Germany. Both of my packages made it. Yes. Thank you, Aaron, for putting them in the mail so we could bypass some gremlins. But Karen's poor package got lost. And we thought it was gone. Like, we just lost the ether, right? Like, it sucks, but it happens. Randomly on Monday, the door at my apartment, knock, 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 scared the bejesus out of me because I hadn't let anybody in the building. I had let nobody in the building. The delivery guy with a package, a badly beaten, heavily dusted package from Germany with the yarn from the yarn exchange from Karen.
Hey, but it got there.
It showed up.
Hey.
Like, a month and a half after the month and a half shipping. It took so long. This is a very cute yarn. I've already got my hair on it, because of course I do.
Well, yeah. As you do, you have to claim it as your own. Apparently, mark your territory.
Immediately. So you can tell we're not a very heavyweight yarn. If I can get up on the camera here. Unshockingly, I can't read the ball bear. It's not a surprise. It's got nothing to do with the language and everything. Tiny print. But it is...
Karen says she mailed it on March 1st.
And I got it Monday. That's June the 3rd. That's how long it took, folks.
3 months.
Yep. And the package had seen better days. She was not in good shape. I can't super tell what colors I've got going on here. I know I've got like a lighter gray, possibly green going on in here.
Yeah, some like grayish green, mostly blue it looks like on camera.
It's mostly blue is what I'm picking up. And that's good. It feels wonderful. I certainly have plenty to do something with. So I'm going to add it to the stash with the yarn I got from Asa from Norway. So I got some Icelandic wool. I got some wonderful. And I have a coffee bag sized worth of loose leaf tea.
Nice.
Which I've opened and I've had a cup of and it is freaking amazing.
Ooh.
Freaking amazing. It's so good. And I got a marzipan bar and I got tea, which I have not looked up, but it's all German on the tea bag labels. I literally put them in a Ziploc bag and I'm going to get the boys to figure it out on Wednesday. When I get back, because we've got gaming on Wednesday. I already told Mr. B, I was like, I hope your German skills aren't too rusty. He's like, why? I'm like, because Karen sent me tea. He's like, oh, Karen's from Germany. I'm like, yeah. He's like, that's entirely German tea. I'm like, it's German tea and stuff. He's like, oh, I want to translate. So I'm letting him figure that out on his own because he's very excited about it. And Mr. A also loves tea and we board game all the three of us. We play a lot of games together. So weirdly, his girlfriend is also named Jocelyn.
Amazing.
But you would not confuse us for the same person. We are very physically very different creatures.
It's good. Helps to tell you apart.
It does. She has a decidedly shorter height range than mine, which makes sense because he's also a little shorter than I am. And she's status. I'm also whiter. By a lot. But she's delightful, and when she came up to visit, me and Mr. B were the only friends she was able to meet, just because of the timing of things, and she helped put my tacos together so I could eat tacos. Because if you ever watched me try to assemble a taco, you would also feel bad for the taco.
I can't say that I've watched you assemble a taco.
It's not a pretty sight. It was probably why someone took over. I used deer meat, so I used deer ground, and then I made my own taco seasoning to put on top of it, and then I had fake sour cream, and I had salsa, and then I had cheese. I just did old fort cheddar, because I can eat cheddar that's older than 5 years, doesn't have a lot of lactose to no lactose in it, so I can have it.
Yeah.
And then we had it on flour tortillas with lettuce and tomatoes, like it had all the accoutrements, but all I could see was the ground deer meat. So I couldn't tell the difference between the end of the tortilla shell and my plate.
Oh.
It was a problem. I put one together and everybody looked at me and I said, fine, somebody else can make my tacos. So the other Jocelyn came over and she made me little taco burritos and it was fine. She made me a couple so I could have taco burritos and not have a giant mess on my hands. There's some things in my life I cannot eat on my own. Pancakes and tacos are one.
Pancakes
guarantee. Because it's the syrup. I can't tell when I've dripped. Because I can't see the syrup dripping. So I inevitably have to change my shirt when I'm done. I inevitably have to change my shirt. Pancakes, French toast, they're both problematic for me. Tacos, I can put them together, but it's not a pretty sight. And I don't do it very often because it's a lot of work to make your own taco. Like, I have to make my own flour tortillas. So, like, I have to, everything from the tortillas through the spice blends have to be handmade.
That is too much effort.
It is a lot of work for tacos. I very rarely make tacos. But we wanted tacos, so I made a taco. And I made Mr. B shred the cheese while I was working on things. He showed up. He's like, I had to hand make the tacos. And I'm doing the ground beef. I was like, I have set up a station. You're doing the cheese. And he's like, I will sit down and shred cheese. That's like, I am running out of time. Somebody else has to shred the cheese and cut the lettuce. I'm out of time. It's a lot of work. It's actually less work for me to do something like a casserole or like a roast than it is for me to make tacos.
You would think a casserole or a roast would be a lot of work. But they're actually so easy.
They're so easy. Tacos, not so much. All right. Has the internet given you a word?
I have been given words. I have two words.
Oh my.
I have fancy. Newt. Fancy. And splendiferous.
Ooh, splendiferous.
Splendiferous. We've
upped the challenge rating today.
All right. This week for your unscripted Patreon ad. If you would like to financially support these shenanigans, you can do so at patreon.com/northernitspodcast. Any level of support gets you access to our patron-only Discord server, where we talk about all manner of splendiferous things. Okay, I got one word. I'm not sure how to put Newt in there. I don't know, something about an amigurumi Newt. It's not smooth today, I'm sorry.
so cute.
I'm sure we could make a Monty Python joke about, oh, she turned me into a Newt.
I'm got sure better. We could. I'm not sure how many people would get the joke, but I'm sure we could.
At least a couple people would get the joke.
Discovering it's more niche than I thought. Some of our jokes, a little more niche than I'd originally anticipated, but that's okay.
Right? Yeah. I thought they were common knowledge. I think I'm hilarious. You know I think I'm hilarious. I don't know how good a thing it is that I'll be watching back some of our episodes through the show notes, and I'll be laughing at my own jokes, like me watching myself make jokes and that I've already made in the past, so I know they're coming, but I'm so clever. I don't think it's a good thing.
I mean, balls too badly. I'm going to say the number three. Till you get to the dad jokes. The puns I can usually get behind, the dad jokes, a bit more of a struggle for me.
Oh, Melanie's helping me out. Melanie's got can have pictures of her cat whose name is Newt.
Ah, done. Covered. We do post cat photos.
There we go.
There's Merlin.
Rescued.
There's Merlin. He makes some choices in his life.
Yes.
Yes, he does. He is my favorite old man grumpy cat in the channels. He's my favorite old man grumpy cat in the channels. He has an attitude. And we will deal with him. And that is the end of that discussion. For sure. I have a bit of a princess. She howled like a monster.
Yeah, that's a unique sound that she makes. God,
it sounds like you're skinning her alive. You're not. You're carrying her to carry her. She's perfectly fine. My brother-in-law carried her out. She was complaining, and my niece came up to grab the other stuff, too. And she was like, it's okay. And I'm like, God, I feel like the worst human mom on the planet when she goes in her carrier. Logically, I understand she's not being harmed. She's not being harmed. But she sounds like we're skinning her alive. And I feel horrible. Like, even my brother-in-law, who will stand at the door and do that whole, I'm going to leave, but then take 15 to 20 minutes to actually get out the door thing. Which I don't understand. I know people do it. I just don't understand. Because if I say bye, I'm out the door 60 seconds later.
Mm-hmm.
Diana can test when I'm like, okay, bye. I'm gone. Like, that's it. You might be able to get a bye in, but I'm closing the door and I'm gone. It's time to go. So I go. He doesn't look that way. He's like you and your husband and stuff. You need to stand and chat for another 10, 15 minutes before we can leave. But once he had her on the carrier, he was out the door and gone. Like, even he knows just she will not stop. My cat will not stop complaining until you let her out of the carrier. And he had to drive her home. She got to my sister's house okay. She pouted. She was unimpressed with the concept of the dogs. We were not having this bull, according to my sister. This was absolutely a thing my sister needed to be lectured on from under the bed, my niece's bedroom. She's like, I went to go put the water and stuff down in her usual places. She's like, and I got told off because there were dogs in this house and she did not okay this situation and she was not all right with what was going on and everybody was in trouble.
You don't know my life. You don't understand me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, full on teenage woes. Full on teenage woes. I got a photo this morning from my niece. She's lying on my niece's chest just looking at her. She was like, God, your cat's creepy. I'm like, well, you did the same thing to me as a child, so I don't feel bad. I don't feel bad. She still hasn't lived down the staring at me until I woke up Christmas morning, thing she used to do as a toddler. And it's
she will
creepy.
Never live that you down.
Open your eyeballs, and there's a four-year-old standing beside your bed, and all you hear is, Daddy Joe, are you awake?
So, well, I am
might
now.
Might not want to be. I think my response was, I am now. Cool. Grandma said not to wake you. Beelines it out of the bedroom. She's awake, Grandma! Okay, it's time to start the day. I don't know how long she was standing beside the bed, but I woke up because something was staring at me. It was my niece. All right. Okay. It's creepy, people. It's creepy. Parents, you have to understand what I'm talking about. It's had to have happened to you at some point.
Having had children in my house for precisely 1 week ever in my life, yes. Mm-hmm, I get it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Should you just have moments where you're like, are you the children of the corn? Like, what is going on here? Beginning to understand where those horror movies come from. Come on now.
Oh, yeah.
Understand the inspiration at this point. Okay. Cool. All right. You guys want to check out the Patreon tiers? You can find out all the information at our Patreon thing, which I think is like Patreon/Northern Knits Podcast. I believe.
Yes.
Don't quote me. Show notes, as always, are available podcast.com. Diana very kindly makes sure that there are links for the patterns and stuff that we talk about when she can find links to it, so that way everybody doesn't have to do the Google searches on their own, because we all know sideways that can go for us.
Especially if it's an Etsy shop, that's just hard to find.
Etsy shops are the worst. As always, budgets, they're a super life and concerning thing. If you can't financially support liking, subscribing, commenting here on YouTube and other social media platforms is also a great way of keeping up with us. We do have YouTube memberships up and running for the moment. That is game and chill videos for everybody. So you can listen to us struggle the Stardew farming sim. While you craft, we're told it's delightful to listen to us run around and complain about the laundry list of farm chores.
And yet we keep coming back to this game.
And yet we keep playing it. We played it yesterday. We were supposed to do something else. And I was like, no, we're going to farm. I looked. I'm over 700 hours on that game.
My God, I am not.
I have farms that are very... I've had that game since I was sick. So I've had that game for over 7 years. And I still play it.
I have not.
I still play it at least every other week, if not weekly, for a couple hours. Like, it's a consistent game for me, so it's a game I very much enjoy and still enjoy. That's all going on. As always, progress continues. You may have heard us mention the Choose Your Own Adventure stuff. We are doing a sweater version. Diana currently has her chunk of work to work on, and then we'll move on to the next step. Don't worry, it will not be a mystery knit along. It will be a regular knit along, and we will do a call for test knitters when we are ready. We have deadlines. We'll see if we meet them.
I'm very
upcoming
determined.
I don't want to have this drag out. I want it done and off my... I also want to be able to wear that sweater, so I'd like to get it finished. Upcoming events that we got that are public-facing and enjoyable. Our Spring Equinox Craft With Us is almost finished, which means it's almost time for the Summer Solstice Craft Along, or Craft With Us. That'll be happening a live cast-on party on Thursday, the 20th of June, because that's when the Summer Solstice is. Easy date to remember. Which is lovely because Diana will be in town. She has confirmed that they are traveling. I'm going to say the number 3. This is important. I got to keep track of these things. The numbers are completely random, guys. It's just if I verbalize something, I find it easier to remember. Because she's in town, we're going to be live. We're going to be together. And we're going to do a little cast-on party. Talk about the projects that we've picked. It's important. Other things we got coming on. Running that's hosted by the Knit Girls, which is Knit and Girls with 3 L's. They are a wonderful YouTuber that we've watched for years. Leslie and Laura are delightful. I love what they pick. I love their friendship and I love their podcast. I watch them all the time, which is great fun. I love the Stash Dash because whole sort of situation, but it's always good fun. I think with the blanket finish at the start. I'm going to go for the big goal. I'm gonna go for the big goal and see if I can crank out some more FOs this summer. What else we got going on? There's a never-ending library. There's no end date on it.
The end date is sometime after we finish.
Pretty much, yeah. And there's Tour de Fleece starting on the 29th of this month.
Ooh.
So... to help facilitate, aka enable, Diana to continue her spinning dreams, her spinning life goals, I think we should sign up, like not say we're going to sign up, but actually sign up and join the Corner of Knit and Tees group.
I like
because
it. I'm in.
They're very chill with their Tour de Fleece goals. It's set spinning goals for yourself that work for you. And then work on those goals. So I'm pretty settled. I'm not 100% sure, but I want to sign up when I get back. I'm pretty sure I'm going to do a spin for like 10 or 15 minutes every day that they're the Tour de France is going on. And then on the challenge race days, try spinning on my wheel. Because that's a challenge for me still. Rather than doing like doubling the time increment or that for the challenge days, I think I want to drop spin on race days, rest on rest days, and on the challenge days, I want to try my wheel again. I think that's what I'm going to do for my goals.
Makes sense.
I think that's very good. Yeah. So I think that's what I'm going to sign up and do. But I think Diana should also officially sign up for some accountability.
I would have to agree.
So that could happen.
I have no idea what to do for challenge days, but the 10 or 15 minutes a day sounds very reasonable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your challenge day could be like whatever it is you for you spending, right? Like, because it's a not a very... The idea is to choose your own challenge for the spin sort of idea. You can decide what would be a challenge for you on challenge days. And I mean, the challenge might be like it's a dance and stream day, and it is a challenge just to do your 10, 15 minutes of spin in the morning. Like that's what it could be. Just depends on where the days fall. I also like when I sign up, I'll take a look. Since obviously it's flavored off the Tour de France, I will take a look up the rest days and mark rest days versus race days versus challenge days. Like I'll mark them in my calendar so that I don't forget what I'm doing. Because that's possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's possible. Otherwise, I think that's it. Do we have anything else? I'm in Bigger Saskatchewan this weekend. I'll be there Saturday for the Bigger Festival. That's it. I think that's it.
I do believe that's it.
Sweet chat. It's been lovely. I have 50 billion things to do, so because I'm literally leaving here at 7 a.m. tomorrow, I'm going to say I'm Jocelyn.
And I'm Diana.
And no matter where your week takes you, don't forget to knit.